ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम कांटो 8 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 10। नम आत्म प्रदीपाय साक्षिणे परमात्मने नमो गिरां विदुराय मनसश्चेतसामपि। वर्ड मीनिंग नमः। I offer my respectful obeisances. Atma Pradipaya, unto He who is self-effulgent, who gives enlightenment to all the living entities. Sakhine, who is situated in everyone's heart as a witness. परमात्मने अंटु दि सुप्रीम सोल दि सुपर सोल नमः। आई ऑफर माय रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस गिराम बाय वर्ड्स विदुराय हु इज इम्पॉसिबल टू रीच मनसः बाय दि माइंड चेतसाम और बाय कॉन्शियसनेस Api, even. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the self-effulgent Super Soul, who is the witness in everyone's heart, who enlightens the individual soul, and who cannot be reached by exercises of the mind, words, or consciousness even. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by the individual soul through mental, physical, or intellectual exercises. It is by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the individual soul is enlightened. Therefore, the Lord is described here as Atma Pradipa. The Lord is like the sun, which illuminates everything and cannot be illuminated by anyone. Therefore, if one is serious about understanding the Supreme, one must receive enlightenment from Him, as instructed in Bhagavad Gita. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's mental, physical, or intellectual powers. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितं स नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಒಲಿಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಯು ಆಲ್ ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಹೂ ವಾಜ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ಅಂಡ್ 1000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಫಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕ್ರೊಕೊಡೈಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ fully convinced that now I have no other hope, I am going to die. So then, in his previous life, he was a new devotee or something, he was devotee, practicing, and he memorized some verses or something, so now it is coming. So, if we are practicing devotional service, even if it cannot be completed, somehow or other we lockdown or something happens, we can't complete it, don't worry, it will not go away. It is nothing, something like material things. It will not finish. It will act, this is the time. He is now elephant. In the elephant body, when he requires, is before dying, the situation, dying situation, he remembers the glories of the Lord and is remembering and chanting this stuti, a series of his stuti. So in this particular verse, Gajendra is telling some qualities of the Lord, that how the Supreme Lord is really inconceivable, adokhyaja, avang manasa gocharaha. But his Atma Pratipaya, somebody is hidden somewhere else, nobody knows that, another thing. But no, it is not hidden. Each and every living entity in whole cosmos, even in the spiritual world, in the material world, each and every living entity, they have this soul, and soul cannot be without super soul. And Suprasoul is the representative, direct representative of the Supreme Lord. So he is there as witness, Atma Pradipa. Without his help, we are totally helpless. So whatever you are doing, thinking, feeling, eating, whatever you are doing, grossly or subtly, it's because of his help. Because of his mercy. Otherwise we are useless. So that is the proof that he is there. Everywhere he is there. Everywhere. This is the proof. But we can't see him. We can't see him, but we can't realize him. We can realize him. Those who are material education, they are very much advanced. They are saying, no. How can I believe? If I can't see, without seeing, how can I believe? You are saying, God, have you seen God? Can you show me God? Somebody asked me same thing. I said, okay, I have not seen directly, but I have seen the Archa Vigraha, and there is no difference. I am seeing always in temple, the Lord is there. We are seeing and chanting, dancing, we are feeding him, we are singing, worshipping, everything. No, they are Vigraha, this, that. How can I see? No, the Lord, Arjuna Lord. Can you show me? I asked him, okay, do you believe that you have forefather, your father's father, he was there, you believe that? What are we saying? Well, I am asking, do you believe that he was there? Of course. If he was not there, then how come grandfather come, how come father come, how come I come? But have you seen him? No. Can somebody show you? No, he is no more exist. But you are believing that he was there? Of course, I have to believe. Well, he was not there, but still you are believing that he was there. But he is there. And you can't see him, your forefather, the grand forefather, you can't see him, but you are believing. And nobody can show you also. But how you believe? That because you are there. So similarly, because you are here, because everything is here, that's why he is there. Because the sun is coming, moon is coming and going, everything, all season change, everything is happening, you are there, we are talking, seeing each other, everything what is happening, it is because of him only. This is the proof. Without him, we are just dead matter, dead body. If he will take the consciousness back, then finish. That's what Atma Pradipaya. He is enlightening the soul even. Chetana, Chetana. Chetananam. He is Chetana. Among all conscious beings, he is the super conscious. Yes. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. Our soul is getting enlightened from him only. Whatever power we are getting, it's getting from him only. That is the proof. But we can't see, but you are not seeing many things. Because we have the power of seeing that this eyes, you are proud of it. What power it has? Even daytime we need sunlight, night time we need electric light or many kind of lights. Without light, in day and night you cannot see your body even. What you are thinking you can see? In this eye only you can see some matter. Because you can't see beyond matter, that's why Lord mercifully he present himself in matter also in entity form. We can see him. Because we cannot see him as he is. Even Arjuna was his very bosom friend. He could not see him, his special form. Then Krishna gave him Dibyam Dadamiji Chakyu. He gave him special speck. Yes. So how can we see him? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivra Hideye Su Vilokayanti. Whenever you get that anjan, that ointment of love, then only you can see. But without that, you can only see the matter. And in matter he is there as Archa Vigraha. But you are not seeing many things, but you are believing. Similarly, you have to believe because your soul is conscious. Because of him only you are conscious. Because of him only. Whatever you are doing, active because of him only. So, Nama Atma Pradipa, even the elephant, he was not educated at all. Not even ABCD, but he at least admitting Krishna Tattva, he is telling. Nama Atma Pradipa, but nowadays in materially highly educated people, they are not believing. They are not even better than that elephant. Elephant, yes. That elephant, after doing stuti, Krishna blessed him. Anybody just chant this stotra in morning time, I will help him at the time of death. Yes, Gajendra is so useful. When people are living body, at that time they used to chant this. Yes. So, Lord becomes so pleased with him, Gajendra. He was not that educated. But he can please Lord just by offer his obeisances and some of his glories, whatever he can, whatever he understood, he spoke it. And Lord became pleased. So that's why Gajendra says, what can I say? You are beyond conceive. We have no ways to know you, but I know that you are there. Namaha. Offering obeisances. Nama Atma Pradipaya. The beginning he is asking Namaha, Namaha. In all stuti, offering obeisances. That only we can do. Only that we can do. So the samambanam of everything, the essence of everything, that you understood or not understood, but you have to offer obeisances to him. Because without him you are zero. So at least you have to offer your gratitude. So Gajendra is offering his gratitude in stuti. He says, Nama Atma Pradipaya. Whatever my soul is there, because of you only. It is conscious because of him. Atma Pradipaya. Atma Pradipaya, he is there as a super soul. In India, I think everywhere, many spiritualists, even they are saying, no, there is no difference between soul and super soul. They should say like that. The impersonalist answer that, it's one thing. Soul and super soul is one. No, in Bhagavad Gita particularly, Krishna told, there is a different personality. As super soul. What is that verse? Parapurusa Upadrishta Anumanta Bharta Bhakta Maheswara Paramatmeti Chapyukta Dehe Asmini Purusaha Paraha Asmini Dehe Paraha Purusa Asti. There is another Purusa is there in there. There are two Purusa in there in this body. One Purusa is only knower of this body, limited. And another Purusa is knowing all, each and everybody, unlimited. He is Parapurusa. Parapurusa means he is super, superior than this Purusa. And he is called as Paramatma. Not only Atma, he is Paramatma, super soul. What he is doing? Upadrashta, he is witnessing, overseeing. Anumanta, he is sanctioning. Bharta, because of him, he is sustaining you. Bharta, he is maintaining you. Because of him, you are here. Bharta, Bhakta, Maheswara, and he is the Ishwara, Mahan Ishwara, Maheswara. And he is Paramatma. In the form of Paramatma, he is there with each and every Atma. Without Paramatma, it will not work. Just like anything you machiner, anything without battery, it will not work. Similarly, our body soul is there, but without super soul, it will not work. Soul is getting consciousness or power, whatever, because of super soul is there with him. So, Atma Pradipaya, and then again he is saying, Nama Atma Pradipava Sakhine Paramatmane. Sakhine is Upadrashta. As Paramatma, he is there always as Upadrashta, as Sakhi. Namo Giram Viduraya Manasa Chetasamapi. So, now Gajendra is telling, though you are there in each and every living entity within that, with the soul, you are giving, enlightening the soul, you are as Upadrashta, as a witness, you are as sanctioner, you are as maintainer, you are everything there in every entity. But still, nobody can know you. Not by even their mind, not by even they can speak by their words, not they can think by their thinking power. No. And many times Krishna also tell like that. Nama viduhu suraganaha prahavanti na maharsaya. Nama vidu, they don't know who. Suraganaha, devatas, they don't know. Maharsaya, big, big, mahan, rishi also, they don't know. They can't know. Then, Veda aham samati tani vartamanani charjuna. Bhavishyani chabhutani mangt veda nakaschana. I know everything. Veda aham sam atitani samyak. Totally all your past history I know. Everything titbit atitani. Veda aham samatitani vartamane charo. Whatever is happening now also every titbit record I know everything. Bhavishyani chabhutani. Bhutani means plural form. Each and every living entity's future, I know individually what they are going to do, what is happening, what will happen to them. Bhavishani cha bhutani, but mangtu veda na kaschanaha. None of them are there. Nobody is there who knows about me, who knows me. No. Very clearly he's saying. Even Krishna, when Arjuna asked, please tell me everything, Krishna said, I can't tell you everything. Why? You can't, no, I can't tell even. Because unlimited. How can I make it limit? Ananta Aishwarya. Inconceivable. So then, how do we know Krishna? Because without knowing Krishna Tattva, without knowing about Krishna, what? You can know about Krishna, but there is no way to know Krishna. Yes, there is no way. That's why it is said, Pradipa, I mean, Prabhupada is mentioning about sun. Sun is illuminating everything, but nobody can illuminate sun. If you want to see sun, you have to take the help of sunlight only. You cannot put another light to see sun, no. You have to see sun only by the help of sunlight. Similarly, you want to know about Lord, then you have to take only the help of Lord. Without the mercy of Lord, there is no other way to know the Lord. Prasadu lesanu kruhita evahi. Ishwarira kripalesa haiche jahare saita ishwara tattva janivare pare. Only he can know about the truth of Lord to some extent who is blessed by the Lord. We cannot see him, but that doesn't mean that he cannot see us. He can see, and if he wants to show us, he can. He can make us. But it's up to him. That's why. Without his mercy, we can't know. If he mercifully shows somebody, make known to somebody, then they can. As much he know that capacity, to that extent, we can know him. To that extent. Even what to speak of Gajendra, what to speak of all that. Even Lord Brahma is the first living entity in the creation. Not only first living entity, he is Chaturmukha Chaturbheda Gyata. Paramesti. Son of Lord. Lord himself make him educated. Yes. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavayo Muihanti Yata Surayaha. Everybody bewildered by how come he helped his son to get educated. There was no school, no book, no teacher, no pen, nothing was there. His son should not become illiterate. How he can be education though? Krishna directly download. Whole Vedic knowledge downloaded into the hard disk. Yes. Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavayo. Directly. Even Brahma could not know. How come I know everything? Yes. He downloaded everything. Now open it, you will see. Transferred everything. So if Lord want, he can transfer in a minute. Dhruva Maharaj, he was a small boy of 5-6 years old. And when he behold Lord, after his austerity, and he was by seeing Lord as he was severing and offer his obeisances, and he wants to speak something to Lord. He wants to glorify Lord. But he was illiterate. He doesn't know even ABCD, admission nivata. So he was helpless. So Lord said, okay, you want to glorify me? So Lord touched in his forehead the sankha, panchajanya. Just we are putting the switch on. We are not making any effort, just touching the switchboard on, immediately fan is running, light is there. So similarly, the Lord just touched in his forehead, immediately all verses started coming out from his mouth. So that is Lord. In a second, he can make mukam karoti vachalang pangung langhayate girim yat kripatam aham bande. So that is better his kripa. He can make mukam karoti vachalam. He can do everything. Impossible to possible, possible to impossible. He can do it. So when Brahma, this is practically, Gajendra is saying, you are beyond my mind, I cannot think of you, I cannot speak about you. Manasa, vachasa, and conscious intelligence also I can't reach you beyond reach. Same thing Brahma, when he came to see Lord's Bal Leela, and everybody was going, he saw that Krishna was having breakfast with all his friends. And because Brahma is Brahma, he is Vidhi. Vidhi means who is rule maker. He has wrote the manuals. Manual is written by him only. So he is manual maker. He knows how to feed Krishna. All the we know, at least those who are gone through that deity worship manual, or they have taken the puja course, deity worship course, they have taken, they know. If you want to feed Krishna, the Lord, then first thing is that you have to be second initiated. Without second, they will not allow you. Forget it. First needed second initiation. Then, not only second, then you have to go through the pujari training. Then you have to take bath, wear tilak and good washed cloths. Then go to your achaman. There are so many formalities are there. Talatra and this, that, many things were there. Then you can. And here these fellows are covered by, not even first initiated, what to speak of second initiation? Nothing. And they have not taken bath. Yes. They must have gone to toilet, but they have not taken bath. They are boys. They have anything. And forget about achamana, talatra, all formalities, vidhi. Forget all these things, mantra, tantra, kuch nahi. Sida. And Krishna is there, they are around him. Krishna is eating dahi bhat, curd rice. Then another subal told, what Krishna were eating? Another, oh, khatta. See, sawa. Oh, kachodi. Garam, so hot kachodi. So tasty. He take one bite in his mouth. So tasty. So delicious. Krishna, can you give me one? You want? He take one bite in his mouth, then take it. And Krishna is eating. Brahma saw it with it. No? He is my father. How come he eat like that? I have to feed him. This is the process. They are totally unqualified, disqualified. How is eating directly? Oh, no. Another is another feeding, another. No, no, no. Too much. He got doubt. Really, he is my father? He is the Supreme Lord? No, I have to check. I have to confirm it. How will you confirm? Now he is Vatsapala, the calves are there. So he took all the calves and hide somewhere else. Or somebody saw calves and, oh no, calves are not there. Then Krishna, you go. We will keep you something for you when you come back. We are eating, we will keep you something. You go. And they know that if Krishna will go, then he can only bring the calves otherwise. So Krishna said, okay, I am going. Krishna went. And Brahma is saying, okay, let me see how he is searching. And he went for search. And he can't search. He was taking, shouting the name of the calves. And nothing happened. And Brahma not, he became more bewildered. No. He should be Sarvajna. He knows everything. All knower. He does not know that I come and I hide these calves. He doesn't know. He must be knowing. And he is crying. He is shouting, calling the name of that calves. They are not coming. He is... Brahma become more bewildered. No, no, no. How can I accept he is my father? Then one more checking. Then he took all the boys, covered boys, and hid them also. Let us see. And Krishna become more crying, bewildered. Brahma said, no. Decided. He is not. Okay, let me see what he will do. Now he is alone. No calves, no boys with him. How will go back to his home? So Brahma said, let me go and come back in evening time, I will see. Hare Baba, will go and come back in evening time? You will go to Brahmaloka? And he was going. He took his car and Hansa Vahan and went. And he was not allowed in his gate. The security in Brahma's gate, they sit like this. Brahma is coming. Brahma said, hey, open the gate. Okay, come here. Brahma said, what happened to them? When I were going there, okay. Now what happened to them? They were not listening to me. Yes, I am telling Brahma, yes, we know, come here. Brahma came, hold his collar and slap him.
Brahmasada, Brahma, yeah, we know. 2-3 slaps, Brahma come back. Whom he will complain? It is his Chokidar only. He becomes so upset. How, to whom I will complain? I am the authority. Now what to do? No way. He can't enter into his home. His security. Hold him, beat him. And Brahma come back. He said, forget, I no way I can go. Let us see, already time. So come back. It is not even afternoon, it is noon time only. He come back quickly because he can't enter into Brahmaloka. Come back and seeing similar scene. Krishna is sitting, all the boys are there, all the cops are doing that things, and he is eating. He said, what is going on here? Same scene. Then he go and see all the cops are there in the caves. Boys are there and they are, which shirt is original, which shirt is duplicate. Looking there, looking there, looking there, totally bewildered, confused, fully, fully confused. And in these days, totally sweating and shivering, then Krishna told, what is my boy? What to do? Then Krishna allowed, okay, now we see who is the original duplicate. Now all the boys and all the calves, now 400 fall. All 400. And Brahma was the worshipper of 400 for Narayan. He saw all my worshipable Lord. Everybody. Oh my God. To each and everybody I have to offer obeisances now. How many times I have to offer obeisances? And you know, Brahma has difficulty. If we have to pay obeisances because we have only one head, one time, that's done. Our obeisance is over. But Brahma has to complete obeisances, he has to take 360 degree turn. Because four head, na? One turn, second head, then another turn, then third head, then another turn, fourth head, then Dandavat complete. So he was rolling Dandavat and rolling, rolling into Dandavat. And crying and rolling and praying. Is it too much? And when Brahma was doing that thing, so that is Brahma Stuti. Brahma was glorifying Lord. And Brahma, with his own intelligence and his understanding, he is telling, Jananta eva janantu. Jananta eva janantu, king bhaktyaname prabhu, manaso bapuso bacho, vaibhavam tava gocharaha. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think like that. Let them think like that way. As far as I am Brahma concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. Manaso bapuso bacho vaibhavang tava gocharah. This is my declaration. Let somebody say like something. But I, Brahma, is my statement is that you are beyond my body, mind and words. And then again he is saying, in another verse,
Kobeti bhuman bhagavan paratman joge swaratir bhavati strilokyam kvaba kathangba katiba kadeti vistarayan kridasi yogamayam.
O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, Master of all mystic power, your pastimes are taking place continuously in these three worlds, but who can estimate where, how and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing these innumerable pastimes? No one can understand the mystery of how your spiritual energy acts. Ko vetti, who can knows? Kwa ba, kathang ba, kati ba, kadeti. So many. No way. What, how, when, where? Nobody knows. Nothing. Nothing we can know. And Brahma is telling, ko vetti, who can say that he knows? Brahma is the even super devata.
And he is saying, who can say like that? He knows. Any of them. Koba, katiba, kadeti, kathang, nothing. How Krishna is acting through his spiritual potency beyond our reach, our thinking, body, mind, words, nothing. Inconceivable. Simply inconceivable. No way to know him. I heard that one time Prabhupada was giving lecture somewhere in West. So one intelligent scientist, somebody so asked, Swamiji, I can't understand. What question? Now you are telling that Krishna is everywhere and simultaneously he is not there, he is all from everywhere. How come? So then Prabhupada, according to his usual style, so you should understand that you cannot understand. That is the answer of Prabhupada. Yes, I was just telling you, make you understand that, so you should understand that you cannot understand. This is tattva of Krishna. That we should very nicely understand that we cannot understand. If you understand that, then you know. Yes, then you know something. That is the reality. Yes. All of us should understand that we cannot understand. Even Brahma is telling everything. But without knowing you, there is Krishna is telling, you have to know me, janma karma chame dibyang evangyo vedi tattva taha tyaktvad. If you want to come to my planet, come to me, then you have to know about me, my janma and karma, you have to know any tattva. Why you are saying there is no way you can know? There is a way. Though you should understand that you cannot understand, but you can understand. That is another inconceivable thing. It is fact that we cannot understand. And also we have to understand. We can understand. How? How? By the mercy of Lord. We have to pray for His mercy. If He will manifest you, if He will make you understand, to how much extent He can make you understand, that much you can know. That is only we have. That is our power. We have to pray for that and work for that. We have to pray and work for that, that how much we can able to know. So Krishna, please, I want to know. And Krishna is promising, Dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam bhayantite. If somebody surrendered and really tries, again and again, Krishna said, then I will supply intelligence to them. I will make them understand. Though I am beyond understanding, but I will make somebody understand if he tries. Dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite. Yes. So this is only we have to surrender him. You have to try again and again, sincerely, seriously, to know about him. Why? Why you want to know about him? Because I want to love you. I want to serve you. I want to be with you. That's why I want to know about you. So then Krishna will allow. Then Krishna will, seeing our position, our capacity, he will make us. Whatever we need, he will give that. Whatever we need, he will give that. So this is the way to understand him. Otherwise, there is two process, ascending and descending. If we follow the descending process, that's a light, okay, through parampara and all that. Krishna has told somebody, then he is telling somebody, by that you can know, that's okay, and accept it. Accept it with full faith. No, how can I accept? These are myths. This Bhagavatam, this Purana, this myth, how can I accept? You bogus, you don't want to accept them. What you accept? Those who are in your catalog, syllabus books, you accept that, no? Yes, why? Why you are accepting it? No, it is written by sir and so. Who has that? Who is that? He is a smoker, woman hunter and mischaracter. You are accepting his thesis. And here so many Asito, Devalo, Vyasa, Swayamcha, so many rishis, so many saintly persons, so many powerful persons, they are accepting. You don't want to accept. What kind of intelligence he was? Made of cow dung or what? Yes, very clearly you can tell. How can you accept in this or not that? These are all axiomatic truth. Nobody can challenge it. No, it's beyond challenge. You have to accept there is no other way. No other way. And we don't have capacity also. We don't have, we have no power to understand it. We have to accept. Prabhupada used to say somewhere, cow dung is pure. And he said, you have to accept. You cannot say, no, why I will accept? He said, the stool, it's the stool of animal, it's impure. Yes, this is fact. Stool of all animals are impure. Even man's also, but cow's stool is not impure, it's pure. You have to accept. It's the Vedic truth. You have to accept it. There is no question of argument. If you want to know about your father, the only process, if your mother is telling, boy, he is your father, call your father. You have to accept. You cannot say, no, how can I accept? Mother, I am not going to accept. Then, to whom you ask? No, I will check it. I will go through my experiment. Go. You can go life after life, you cannot find out. Only proof is the word of the mother. Similarly, the only proof is the word of Veda Mata. You have to accept it. No question of argument. And those who have accepted in proper way, like this Gajendra even, he was not educated like others, but he accepted it. And he is praying like this, admitting it. So he got delivered. Just by accepting the Vedic truth and offer obeisances according to it, that's it. Will be delivered. Just by offering obeisances. Here is Nama Purusa, Nama Nama. He is just offering his obeisances and following the Vedic truth. Now because like this, I am offering obeisances. Doing only these things, he has not gone through this Brahmacharya Ashram or new devotee training or temple program, Mangala Arati, chanting, nothing. Gajendra has not done anything else. Only he could do, managed to do at the time of before his dying, he could offer his obeisances, that's it. But offering the obeisances through Vedic truth. Through Vedic verdict. He offers his obeisances. Only by offering obeisances properly, to whom we should offer our obeisances, then we can achieve our goal. We can be delivered again. And that is the proof the Gajendra is here. That's why in Bhagavatam all these evidence are there, events are there. See, here is an elephant. If he can be delivered just by offering his obeisances. Narayana iti akhila guru Bhagavan namaste. Finally he said, now I am going to die. Hey Narayana, hey akhila guru. He took a lotus flower in his. I'm offering. Just accept Narayana is Akhila Guru and he is a Bhagavan. Krishna jumped from his Garuda carrier. Is it getting late, Baba? He is going to die. Garuda, you are too late today. Krishna rejected his car. He said, you are late. And he jumped without his personal car. And they immediately come and rescue. And he said, all because Gajendra was glorifying, he was not particularly taking any name, this, that, Brahma, Shiva, and other big demigods. I think we are also to some extent that maybe he's calling us. They all come. They all there. They are standing and Gajendra is going to die. Nobody is helping because he is particularly not asking me. So I know I can help, but he is not telling me. How can I help? And in front of everybody, in front of them, Krishna immediately come and rescue them. So just by offering obeisances properly, we can achieve our goal. But that offering obeisances should be in proper way, following the Vedic truths, exactly like Gajendra is doing here. So if you don't know Vedic truth, how will we offer our obeisances even? So we have to know the truth about Krishna. How much we can know, and we can't do anything except offering our obeisances. And if Krishna allows, then we can do some service to some extent. But at least we should be grateful, and we should be always ready to offer our gratitude. The attitude of gratitude, that is necessary. And Gajendra has that here. Even elephant, if you have that, then he is delivered. If we don't have, even if we are human being, we will be nowhere. So finally, we should understand that we cannot understand, not even by intellect, not even by mind. Forget about words, because here Brahma, you can see, Brahma is looking at him in front of me through his eyes. Now I can't believe my eyes. I am seeing this set is there, that set is here. It 400, 200, which 100, I cannot understand. Even seeing, he cannot understand. Even speaking, he cannot speak. I have to speak. What I will speak? And thinking, forget thinking, you are fully confused. So, now Brahma has concluded, Manaso, Bapuso, Vacho, Mahima, Tavago, Agavuchara. It's impossible to know. So, we have to follow the statement of Brahma, and we have to accept that we should understand that we cannot understand. Only we can understand by the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Anyway, that's what I told. Even if he doesn't take the names, but he describes the attributes, the qualities. Isn't it? So name, form, quality, everything is important. Gaudiya Vaishnava not only accept the name, name, form, quality, place, person, everything. Though name is more important, but still others are also equally important. Okay? Our effort to get mercy? Until you get some mercy, you have to prayas karte rehna padega. You are saying, why you will effort if everything depends on mercy? You have to do effort to get his mercy, na? Yes. Mercy paane tak kar sakte hain. जब तक नहीं मिला तब तक कर सकते. आपका सामने प्रसाद का प्लेट रखा है, आप बैठा है, कितने लाना पड़ेगा मुंह में डालने के लिए? इतना ही करना पड़ेगा कि लाओ मुंह में डाल दूं, फिर तो काम बन जाएगा, है ना? नहीं, भूख लग रहा है, सामने रखा है थाला, अब इसे देखते रहे काम नहीं बनेगा ना. इतना ही प्रयास करना पड़ेगा, एक फुट दो फुट तक ला कर यहाँ उठा कर डालना पड़ेगा, बस, है ना? हमारा ताकत भी इतना ही है, ज़्यादा नहीं, उससे ज़्यादा है ना. यस. Unless we come to that condition, na,
अब डाइंग कंडीशन होने से हमको भी याद आएगा। अभी हम तो मठ में खा के खट में सोते हैं ना, इसलिए नहीं होता। सो इसलिए कहेगा दुख में सुमिरण शुभ करे, सुख में करे ना कोई। सुख में सुमिरण जब करे दुख काय को। We are telling about scientists? You are telling about scientists?
He is reciting the shloka.
Yes.
Somebody can say, oh, Krishna saved me or something. It is reciting the shloka. It is like the mercy
of Krishna that he will recite. Because it is said that because in his previous life he has memorized these things, he has done some practice, some devotional service, so now he is getting the health. This is the crux of the matter. So that's why somehow or other you should engage in doing something, then you may not get credit in this life, but any life you can get it. So Gajendra is getting the fruit of his previous karma. Yes. What? I can't follow again. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. What is that? He, Bhishma was not telling that I know everything. I know you are Partha Sarathi. Hmm. Vijayaratha Kutumba Astu. He was only thinking about, because he has seen for 10 days in front of him that same form he is meditating on it. Not the complete everything about Krishna Tattva, no. That is easy. You can meditate, you can see the Gaur Nitya or Krishna Balaram. Meditate on him, that you can do. Yes, no problem. Yes.
As you said, we cannot understand Krishna without his mercy.
Yes.
But Krishna manifests himself to different devotees in different forms.
Yeah, of course.
But he is a second individual.
Yes.
How can we understand which is the original form?
In which way he manifests you, that is his original form. There is no original form. You cannot decide that this is the only original form, Krishna Balaram. But he has many, many, many unlimited forms. It is said in Shastra, his Swarupa is a Gopa and Dvibhuja form. But if he is, you are not satisfied the way he manifests you, you accept that. That is also okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But knowledge has already been revealed in the form of deciding succession. Now it is preserved in Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Trying to take it and understand.
Yes. Yes.
So, how to understand that we cannot understand at the same time?
Arey Baba, you didn't get properly. That's what I told. That is mercy. To read this revealed scripture, that is mercy, na? This is mercy reserved here. In face, it is there. You open it, take it. Mercy case is here. Okay. Yes. To read Bhagavatam is getting mercy. Yes. Okay. So I think we have to get ready to go Gunagrahi Maharaj Samadhi Utsav. It is time now. Maybe I can request all of you can join for some time to Gunagrahi Maharaj. Maybe we will go to Gosalana for Samadhi. We can pay our homage to His Holiness Gunagrahi Das Goswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.